We're very happy to announce that we are going from a 0.5% fee to a 0.45% fee. And at the same time, we're increasing our services. We had a good year in terms of usage. We want to make sure that we use that to both balance getting more services out and keeping it as cheap as possible for our customers.
Now, the end of the fiscal year was just a few weeks ago. Were you up till 3 a.m., or your staff anyway, to get those orders coming in from Guam and Japan?
We were up till 12:20 a.m. We left the office then. The last orders came in about midnight that day, and we got every order done that came in that day and processed and sent to our contract holders. It's 500 or so orders, about $800 million came through the day. That's just that one day.
Now, getting to that fee reduction, what's the calculus that you did that led you to discover that you could get away with this, or, you know, without harming the program?
Well, we operate on a balanced budget. We have to make sure that the amount of money coming in equals the amount of money that we need to run the program. So every year we look at how we did in the past year, whether or not we can, again, increase our staff, and even so, can we still also decrease the fee? We want to try to make sure that we're not so low that we're not providing services, but we actually find that we are doing okay, and scalability is a big piece of it. As people use you more, you can scale up the customer usage, and that's really helped keep that fee down. It's that fourth year in a row we've lowered the fee. So,
and what are some of the new services? You said you're expanding the services to customers. What are some of those?
We're going to be looking this year at doing a lot more in terms of price transparency and getting some new tools out there for the verification of the pricing. We're going to do some research on using perhaps some commercial tools and some best practices out there to help in that area.
What is price transparency? In other words, you have a price list that's published. What can you do beyond that to make it, what does it mean?
So we have a catalog price. One of the questions that comes up is, well, so how much do I actually save off the catalog price? And so we want to make that easy to find, just how much we save off that. But we also want to find a way to tap into the internet to compare pricing to commercial pricing and show how we're saving money to the government that way also.
So in other words, it's almost like when you online shop and you find Best Buy and five other stores and the same item is $3 more, $5 less, that type of thing?
Exactly, and that's why I'm actually going to be getting a technology expert on staff this year to help talk to some companies like a Google and an Amazon, people who do these as a regular basis, and figure out how we can leverage their technology for the government.
Now, is that kind of shooting a shot across the bow of the other GWACs that are operating in the federal government?
No, I don't think it's shooting I see SUPS, one of our four objectives has always been to be innovative in procurement and lead the way, and that's one of our goals, and we hope to keep doing that.
We're talking with Joanne Witek. She's the program manager for NASA SUP, that's Solutions for Enterprise-Wide Procurement, and you've got some upcoming events about SUP. Tell us what you've got planned.
Yeah, we have several events coming up in the D.C. area. We have training that's available to any government agency personnel, IT, procurement specialist, or CO level. December 14th at the Metro Center Marriott, we have a training in the morning and afternoon. And then that's December 14th. On the next day, on December 15th, we have something for industry. It's called our Industry Forum. It will be in the morning at the Metro Center Marriott also, and information about both of those are on our website. The Industry Forum is a great way for industry who's interested in learning more about the contracts, how they can get involved, what we do, and how we operate. So we encourage anybody in the industry to check that out. And then finally, the SUP conference we announced is April 12th to 14th in San Diego. So that's a major conference for our customers to come to.
And what are the range of technology? We should probably review that, because it used to be, you know, scientific workstations in the early days of SUP, but what are the major technology groups that are available on SUP?
Our scope is IT and IT products. We're product solution contracts, so we don't do services, but we try to fit anything that is needed in the technology world, and also AV equipment fits into the current contracts. So it's a fairly broad range, trying to make sure that you can get the products up and running. That's the only services we provide. So we're a counterpart to the other GWACs who are more service-oriented.
And are people using SUP these days under continuing resolution? Isn't there enough money available under current levels, if you will, that keeps the big GWACs operating?
Well, October is always a slow month. We're keeping about average for the normal October. I think we're so used to continuing resolutions in the government that we just know how to plan for them. So those people who have who have money that doesn't fall under it are using it up now.
There's some new GWACs that came out. There's the new CIOSP2 that's, I guess it's on the street, not awarded yet, and a couple of things from GSA. So are you concerned about the competitive situation for soup, or do you think it's going to be just as strong as it has been?
Well, I don't think in terms of the GWAC world, there's more collaboration than competition. You know, there's only three agencies that do it. We work well together. You know, we know what we do well, and that's where we aim for. So I don't see an issue there, and I think we just want to keep plugging away at what we do best, which is those IT products and provide the customer service and be there for the customers who can use us.
And do you do some scanning of the technology world to see what people are going to want maybe down the line and try to get those aligned with soup so that you're ready when the demand hits?
We're driven a lot by our customer requests. We don't actually have to worry about getting the items on contract as long as they're in scope until it comes up. But we are aware of where things like cloud computing and software as a service fit in. Fortunately, when we did the original soup 4 contracts, those were put into the contracts, a little forward thinking on us so that it does fit within our criteria. But yeah, we do keep track of that. We are going to be working on getting more technology expertise into the staff so that we can get even further ahead. And strange enough, we only have 3.5 years left. We have to start thinking about what might come next, and so we have to be ready for that.